Welcome to Masechta Sota, Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnah 3. Says the Mishnah, if let's say before they erased the holy name of Hashem in the water, Amra, the Sota, the wayward woman said, Eini Shaisa, I don't want to drink. Megillasa Nignases, we bury the Megillah, that means to say we put it in Sheamus. As a matter of fact, there was a special Geniza place to put Sheamus, you know, to bury holy objects. Next to the Eichel, next to the sanctuary in the Beis HaMikdash. U'michasa mitzpazeres, and her mincha, her meal offering, is burnt al hadeshen, on the ashes, because since the mincha already had kedusha, you have to burn it in the Beis HaDeshen, the place where they burnt karbanos psulim, invalid karbanos sacrifices. Ve'migilasa k'sher l'hash tzorit acheretz, and they cannot use the same megillah to give a different wayward woman to drink. The pasuk teaches us it has to be written for her specifically. However, says the Mishnah Nimcha Megillah Vamra Tumeyani, let's say they erased it. They already put the parchment, the Megillah, into the water. And at that point she says, Tumeyani, that I'm guilty. Hamayim Nishpachim, we pour out the water, because they have no Kedusha. U'michas Mitzpazeres on Hadeshen, and her Karbon Mincha is sprinkled on the ashes. However, Nimcha Megillah Vamra Eini Shaisa, let's say they erased it. She says, I'm not going to drink. She doesn't say she's Tumey. Just says she doesn't want to drink. Maybe she's nervous, maybe she's scared. We confuse her, and then we make her drink it against her will. Says the Mishnah, further Mishnah Dalet. Eina maspekes lishtois. The Mishnah here describes what would happen to a guilty woman. She didn't even have time to finish drinking the water. Her face, the coloring of her face, turns green. Veineha boltois, and her eyes begin to protrude. Vimes malas ginin, and she becomes swollen until it seems like there's veins all over her. The people there would say, when they see this starting to happen to her, take her out, that she should not contaminate the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, if let's say the woman has some particular merit, the Gemara explains that this is a woman who was very careful to make sure that her children got a Torah education, to learn Chumash and Mishnayos, or she waited for her husband, she sacrificed for her husband's Torah study, he went to learn somewhere else where he was learning late. That's chus, that merit haisa tailala. That would stave off the inevitable implosion of the Saito woman. Says the Mishnah, yesh chus taila shana achas. Sometimes it would push it off a year. Yesh chus taila shtei shanim. Sometimes 2 years. Yesh chus taila shalash shanim. And sometimes even 3 years. All compensatory with how much effort she puts into the Talmud Torah, the Torah learning of her husband and her children. Mikanai Ben Azai. From here, Ben Azai said, "Chayev adam lelamdes bita Torah." A person's obligated to teach his daughter Torah. She imtishta, because if she drinks and the water does not implode or she doesn't get punished, teda, you should know shaschus toilala, that it's the merit of the study of Torah that she has. And the reason is because she must have learned the parsha of Saita and realized that learning the parsha of Saita helps her. Understand that if she teaches her children Torah, they have a greater chance, she has a greater chance of survival. So listen, the fact that you learned Torah, that saved her. Rabbi Lezer disagrees. He says, "Kol melamdes bita Torah, if you teach your daughter Torah, kilo melamda tiflus." It's as if you're teaching her things which are not important, things which are trivial. Why? Because on the contrary, she'll learn in the Torah how to get out of the Saita issue. And if so, she'll come and she'll sin. Rabbi Shua says, "Raitza isha bekava tiflus." A woman, rather than having money and having property, would rather have that her husband should be attentive to her issues of intimacy or issues that she craves, mitisha kabinu precious, the 9 measures of money, of materialism, and her husband not giving her the appropriate attention. Hu ayo aimer, he used to say, Rabbi Yeshua used to say, chassid shaita, a fellow that's a chassid, a devout person, but he's a shaita, he's a fool. The example is somebody sees a woman drowning in the lake and he doesn't want to jump in because he doesn't want to touch her. It's not sneez, it's not modest. So he's considered a chassid shaita, a devout person, but he's a fool. Virasha aram, or a wicked person who's conniving. That means he understands halacha and he tries to manipulate it for his benefit. Visha prusha, and a woman that is separated, which means to say that she separates herself from physical world. Umakos perushin, and people who on the outside convey the world that they're ascetics, they stay away from physical pleasure, but out of the public eye they don't. Harelu mechali ha'olam, all these people, they destroy the world. People who don't have their insides and their outsides congruent, and they fool everybody into thinking that they're righteous and they're really not. And that ruins the fiber of the world. It ruins it for the righteous people, because you never know if they're real or they're not. Wishing you a great day and a wonderful upcoming week.